Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
I like, Dan, no offense, I like doing the morning show every once in a while. I had a bunch of texts yesterday from folks saying, are you switching? I'm like, no, I'm not. Why would I? I enjoy this shift.
Why would I be offended by that?
No, I'm just saying, I don't know why. But, you know, so I did the show yesterday.
Did you watch 18 innings and then get up and go to work? That's rough.
I was out like a light. Man, are you kidding? I'm like, oh, the game's going on. It was like last night, too. I was trying to stay awake. I'm like, and then I was like, I can't believe Toronto's winning this game. And then I was like, I can't believe Toronto won this game. So we're going to get to that coming up in a little bit. But, you know, it's just, it's weird when you do the morning show and you're out of here at 10 rather than coming in at 10. And it's like, wait a minute, the whole world's going on during the day. Like, what is this? What's going on?
Yeah. Getting up that early is really tough on me, man.
The 4 a.m. part of that, yeah, that got to me a little yesterday. I was like, I don't know about this. So let's, you know, we talked a little bit about what Albert Breer had to say there about Myles Garrett and the complications of trading him. And you know, I don't see it, but you've got to figure out a way to move forward. And even in the break just now, I was like, we're talking about Harold Fannin. Like, I love that guy, you know? And so there is, I can't believe we're going to do this. There is an optimism still to a team that's 2-6. And I think when you go back to why do we lose our head on Sunday? Because that's kind of where we started this whole thing.
Right.
Well, why do we believe that this team can win on Sunday when all week we sit here and everyone just rips them to shreds? And then you're like, well, they should have won.
Well, it's because you watch that defense and you realize that they are in every game if they can get anything out of the offense, right? And that just hasn't happened to this point.
All right, I'm going to take a couple phone calls. Then sure. I want to talk to you about Kevin.
Let's do it. So,
let's go with Mike in Streetsboro first. Hi, Mike. How are you?
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Good. I don't know. I mean, I'm starting to think that Kevin Stefanski is playing favorites here. It just seems like he wants Dylan Gabriel to start, and he's really going nowhere. And
okay, hold that thought for a second. Tom, let me ask you this. Do you truly believe he wanted him to start, or do you think he wanted Flacco to be able to move on, and then he got traded from underneath him?
I think he wanted Kenny Pickett. And then he had Joe Flacco as a parachute, and both of those things got off course, and then suddenly you're forced to play a rookie, and then you're playing the third-round pick over the fifth-round pick because you feel like he's more ready to play. So I don't think it's favorites. I think he's playing the guy that he thinks at this point gives him the best chance to win.
Okay. Mike, go ahead. Sorry. Finish the rest of your thought. Sorry.
I mean, if that's the case, I mean, yeah, but why aren't you preparing Shador a little bit more? Why wouldn't you give him any first team reps?
I mean, I know he alluded to that. And Tom, I'll say this to you too. If Shador is on the field, going up against our first team defense as a scout defense, isn't that a first team rep?
He's getting plenty of reps in practice. He's just not getting the ones that, you know, I think people are making way too much of this. The kid is out there practicing every day, right? And in terms of getting game reps, you get game reps when you're in the game. I mean, during the week, every team in the league is not getting their backup ready by giving them game reps. They're getting the starting quarterback ready. And when your starting quarterback is a rookie, you have to maximize every single snap you have in that time that you're on the field. So I don't think it's favorites, Mike. I think it's just right now, this is the situation they're in. I think, you know, if you're a Shador guy, you know, good for you. I think his time is coming. It's just not now. And I don't, you know, as I said earlier, I don't think anybody can have success right now with the way this offense is playing. So, you know, I think you'd be dooming yourself to see Shador fail if you put him out on the field at this point.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks, guys.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks,
appreciate
Mike.
It. All right, let's go to Michael, who's in Cleveland. Hi, Michael.
Hey, guys. How we doing?
Good. How are you doing? Thanks for hanging on.
What's up, Michael?
Hey, no worries, guys. I just wanted to share with you guys my thoughts on Miles from, like, the time he requested his trade. And, like, it was – and I love Miles, and this is for the team and Miles. When he first requested his trade, I was like, cool. This is perfect. Get as much draft capital as possible. Because to me, that was going to be doing right by Miles and maximizing our position. Because I don't think we can get him a Super Bowl before the end of his career. And I think we saw on Sunday that you can have the best defensive end in the history of the world. If you don't have quarterback figured out, you're still going to lose football games.
Very
so
true.
Like, why pay the man $40 million a year to what? We're already in cap hell. You know, like what? Apparently we need to spend more money places that, you know what I mean?
So why do you think that they then didn't maximize that leverage at that time and make the move? Like what? You know, what led them
to... I think they were too scared of the fan base, honestly. I think they were on thin ice and, you know, they were like, okay. Because, I mean, look at the Steelers. They needed some...
Yeah, they didn't want to walk down...
They needed some arm-twisting to pay TJ.
I don't know. Do you think there was a lesson to be learned by Baker there? And I'll leave that. And thank you for the phone call.
Yeah.
Was there a lesson to be learned by what happened with Baker?
I think Baker, and I also think that the Watson trade, I think this team was gun-shy to make another big move after making... an historically bad one. I think there was a lot of reservation. I don't think Andrew Berry wanted to be, you know, acknowledged as the guy that traded for Deshaun Watson and traded away Myles Garrett. I mean, that's certainly not a legacy that I would be, you know, willing to put on my resume. So
that's like letting Jim Brown retire and moving a franchise.
Yeah,
right?
I just think, everything that transpired in December just was puzzling to me because it was kind of antithetical to the way that Miles had talked about, to your point earlier, Andy, becoming a leader and becoming more of the face of the franchise, if you will. So, and I thought from day one that...
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business. Business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
It was more of a contract ploy than anything else, and he got what he wanted, right? And so I think everybody, you know, Miles now has to be willing to accept that this is where they're at. And I know that's hard, and that's what everybody's dealing with right now, right? We talked about the emotion of how this has felt over the first 8 weeks. And while we thought that the potential was there for this team to be 2-6, living it is very different than talking about it in the offseason.
Gotcha. Larry's in Avon. Hey, Larry, what's up, man?
Hi, guys. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
Hi, Larry.
Good. I just wanted to call, let you guys know, I listen to your show every single day.
Thank you.
It's very informative. You guys are doing a great job. I just want to call and let you know that it's a great show, and I'm listening to it now as we speak.
No questions? No, you're just calling in to say hey?
Just calling and say hi and everything. You know, I could get on the Browns thing, and you know, I'm 50 years. I'm 50 years old. I've been around. I've been watching the Browns since they came back. It's just one of those things where either you're a fan or you're not. You know, you just got to stick with them. And I'm a sports guy, you know, so I like the Cavs also, but I'm more of a football guy. So,
all right, hey, Larry, have a great day. You can be a friend of the show. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You win absolutely nothing, but you can be a friend of the show. Congratulations. Goodbye, Larry.
Thank you.
All right.
We need to take a half a beat here and just recognize what is taking place.
What is taking place?
We had a Shador Sanders call that ended with everybody amicable. Like, that happened. Just want to point that out.
When did that happen?
That was the first call you took. Explain it to me.
Oh, yeah. Mike in Streetsboro.
Yeah.
Okay.
I talked him back a little bit.
Right.
Wow, you did.
And it ended with, oh, okay. And then somebody just called the Sports Talk Radio Show and said something nice about us. Like,
well, you know. What the hell's going on out here?
I'm befuddled.
I'll be honest.
It's a kicker.
So. You know, I've run into people, whether it's at the Westlake Rec or, you know, just out on the town occasionally. And I seem to have that conversation all the time with people that come up to me like with their hair on fire, ready to scream and rant and rave. And then when you reason with them and just kind of talk it through, I think everybody, like we talked about earlier, Monday through Saturday, everybody's fine. Sunday morning, everybody turns into a different person when it comes to the Browns. So, and I know it's hard. Look, I have such compassion and empathy for the people in this town, because there is not a better fan base. It's just that, and we have the scars to show it, right? I mean, we've been through hell and back with this team, right? And I know it's difficult to accept. And I just, you and I even talked about this off the air, Andy. I mean, you do have to hold on to that glimmer of hope that you see in
Harold Fannin,
and Carson Schwechinger and Quinshon Judkins. Boy, I tell you what. Talk about a guy who missed all of training camp and came in here with the wheels are spinning, right? And I tell you what, I wanted them to draft Henderson over him just as a Buckeye honk, right? Judkins has been terrific. And I just feel like what's confounded me on Sundays is that their inability to get him in space with the ball, right? There's almost been these Metcalf up the middle type of plays where they hand the ball to Judkins, hope that that Ethan and Wyatt and Joel can kind of hold their blocks, and he kind of picks his spot and goes. The tackles have been it's been a rough sledding, to say the least, right? And I'm glad that Conklin at least was back this week, because at least that gives you a little bit more of a sense of stability.
It's why you see them go to two tight ends more than
it is.
You know, more than, and by the way, but we have two good tight ends.
And they just can't seem to get to the edge. Like you saw the way the Patriots did. They pitched the ball to Trevion, right? He got outside. They need to find ways to do more of that stuff with Judkins. I think that's what these next couple weeks are as well. In terms of going into the Jets game, is figuring out what they do and what they do best and kind of go from there. Listen, has Gabriel been great? No. Has he been bad at times? He's been worse than bad at times. But I think you've got to have patience with a rookie quarterback. Give him a chance to grow and figure this thing out.
The safety was
that was a head scratcher.
I couldn't even believe, like, there wasn't even an argument. When I watched the ball leave his hand and I saw no one within 10 miles, and I was like, I can't believe the referees even have to talk about. That's a safety.
And he kind of dropped his head immediately, like, oh, my God, what did I do? Then he started pointing, like, hey, oh, there's a guy right over there. No, there's not.
You didn't understand. The guy over there was wearing 82. I didn't realize he was on the sidelines. What? Chuck, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. I know some are saying that Gabriel's related to Roman Gabriel. I don't know if there's any truth to that. And as far as Garrett, why baby Garrett? Hold him to his contract to the last day of his contract. Who cares if he's miserable? We're all miserable.
Well, Chuck, that's not about him. That's about us. That's about us being able to get first-round draft picks down the road. That's not, I mean, you're not babying him. You're trying to help yourself if you're going to trade
him. You got a good player, so why give a good player away? And then you got to find another good player to replace him. Hold him to his contract.
I get you. I agree with what you're saying, but at some point, don't you want to be better? Do you want to sit here? Do you want, like, if you're a boss, do you want to have somebody who's working for you who doesn't want to work for you, and you know that they're not going to be around maybe for the future, and that you might have the opportunity to bring in some good employees who might be as good at some point? I don't want to trade him, trust me. I think you're 100% right.
And he's not there yet. He's not said that yet either. No. I mean, other than what he said in December, he's changed his tune.
Have to think about opportunity. Like, hey, and I'm going to go, I think you got a couple years ago. If the Indians don't trade Joe Carter, right? Think about that. I mean, it was one of the best in the game and turned out, you know, think about what he did for the Blue Jays, but think about what they got in return on that trade. The Bartolo Colon, like, that's what you're hoping for, right?
It's just one proven commodity you don't have to replace.
I agree with you. I understand the dilemma, Chuck. Thank you.
What about is Gabriel related to Roman Gabriel?
I don't think so.
I've never heard that before.
We can look into
Dan,
it.
Dan, can you hop on Ancestry.com for me really quick?
I'll go up to him and see if he can do the 23andMe. Can you spit in this for me?
Roman Gabriel, by the way, first quarterback that I saw in person in an NFL game.
Really?
Ready for this? 1969, Los Angeles Coliseum, Packers versus the Rams with Roman Gabriel at the helm, throwing to Jack Snow. Do you remember Jack Snow?
No, I don't.
I'm older than you.
Related to, not much though.
Yeah.
Not much. Related to Chrissy?
Chrissy's now?
Yeah. You remember her?
No.
Three's Company?
Oh, okay. Oh, you're right.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.